The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis back with you for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And here we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And your contact number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. If you're outside the Baltimore dialing zone here in Maryland and you happen to be using a landline, of course, with cell phones, long distance doesn't matter anymore. Let's talk to E.W. in Carroll County. Good morning, E.W. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm on the way down to our event this afternoon, or for this today.
Yeah.
9 to 3.
9 to 3. The Hunter Social. Okay.
Yep. And I'm a minute out. You're kind of like broke up because I'm on the move here. Because we're on the way to set up.
No, you're.
Well, we got a really good program today coming up. We got a lot of kids events. 22 shoot, BB gun shoot. A turkey calling contest for kids.
Cool.
And the highlight of the show for the adults will be our panel of seminars and panel discussion. We're going to have Brian Eiler from Deer Management for the state of Maryland.
Brian is the deer he's the project leader. That's right.
He's the top dog, knows about what's going on, and hands-on guy. And then Ryan Butler from Montgomery County Parks, who's been using recreational hunting. They're going to put on a seminar as well. You'll be there also,
yep.
And
you'll be there.
I have a commercial farmer if he shows up, and if he don't, then I'm going to wing it into there.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a panel discussion, and the beauty of the panel discussion is basically gives the opportunity for hunters to ask questions to all the leading players in deer management here in Maryland.
Wow, great. And this is sponsored by the Quality Deer Management Association. And hosted
by Mayberry's Hunt Club.
Game Protective Association. I'll take care of you. I got this.
Yep.
So
we're in the way to set up, and we're looking forward to having a good turnout. And anybody, it's free.
Yep.
You can come right on in there and have fun.
Do you have the address for the Mayberry Game Protective Association?
I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay. Find it and give it out later.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm driving right now. Matter of fact, I better get off this phone.
Right. Got it.
All right, well, thank you, buddy.
All right.
See you later on.
Well, we'll see you later. Thanks, EW.
All right, bud.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Bye. He sounds enthusiastic for that event coming up, doesn't he? That's good. Anna Caroline, by the way, is our producer this morning. So I think Pepe's on vacation. He's in New Orleans. I hope we survived last night on Bourbon Street. Good grief. If you've never been there, you need to go. Just once in your life. It's not a lifestyle that I've acclimated to, but there are people there in the downtown New Orleans. Bourbon Street is a special place, I'll tell you that. I was there whenever Super Bowl IX was, 40 years ago, I guess, when I was a young man and married for the first time, we attended Super Bowl IX in New Orleans. It was in the Cotton Bowl. It was against the Vikings, Steelers against the Vikings, and the Steelers, of course, won that first one that they were ever in. And we did a Bourbon Street tour. We went to New Orleans in the afternoon and had a beautiful lunch at some of the places down there. And the night before, we did a beautiful seafood meal, and a spectacular seafood meal. First time I'd eaten crawfish, you know, and red beans and rice, and it was just it was a pretty special time right before Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. And we had a good time, but Bourbon Street, an eye opener. So, for those of you who've been there, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who haven't, well, you need to go just one time. All right. So, wish Pepe luck, and wish Anna Caroline luck, and we want to flood her with calls today, overwhelm her, and let her know what our audience can do here, the folks that are listening. So, I wanted to tell you about an event that happened. Before we get into anything, no, you won't, Chuck. Sorry. Just got a text from our buddy Chuck. He's going to be up there. No. Anyway, so first day the magazines came in this week was Thursday. They came in about 10 o'clock Thursday morning, and I left for Western Maryland and went to Hagerstown and went to Hancock to deliver magazines to our customers out there. And I'm coming back from Hancock, Maryland. I'd just gotten on 70. I'm up in Washington County. 70 miles an hour is the speed limit, so I'm doing 70 at least, probably 72, 73, something like that. And I'm in the left lane. I'm getting home, you know. Whew. I actually had some more stops to do, but whew. coming down Interstate 70, 70-plus miles an hour. There's a truck to my right, in the right lane, of course, and here comes a deer. And I thought, it's all over for that deer. If that guy misses it, I'm going to kill it. I'm not happy about this. It was that close. Well, the deer bounced off the side of the white pickup truck. Spun around in a ring, spun around in a circle, maintained its footing. After bouncing off the side of the truck, I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, man, it's coming my way, and now I'm past it. So I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I'm going, this deer is crushed. This poor deer is dead. Here comes the red pickup truck. There's the deer. Bang! Deer bounces off the driver's door of the red pickup truck, maintains its footing, spins around again, gets its bearings, pew, shoots across the highway behind me. Went from right to left after bouncing off two trucks. Guy in a tractor trailer, I'm sure he's shaking his head in amazement because he's behind both these vehicles. He saw it all up front, up close and personal. The guy in a white truck, I see him looking in his mirror to see, you know, if the deer did any damage on his side. The guy in a red truck, you know, he falls back. I don't know where he got to. But you talk about some exciting times on the highway, folks. You put a 100-pound animal out there in traffic at 70 miles an hour. Trust me, I've hit one on Interstate 70, $5,800 damage. And it is not a fun thing to do. I didn't want to do it again. But it was an amazing spectacle. I'm sure the deer sore. But the deer survived. Whether it actually, you know, did survive and thrive, I don't know. But last time I saw it, it was on its feet and headed for Pennsylvania. So, very exciting time. Very exciting. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you're just joining us, we had a couple of topics from the last hour. We talked about a couple of different things, basically a cautionary tale on the election. And one of the things that one of the candidates said was, I found interesting, if I can find it again. Maybe. There it is. I don't know if you saw this video, but it came up under a number of different headings online. It talked about Hillary reacts in fear to when somebody shouted near the stage in Las Vegas, and you can see the video of her eyes opening wide, and she kind of recoils a little bit. And Secret Service, apparently it must have been close, because the Secret Service, like six of them, stormed the stage. One of them said to her, you know, just keep talking. We got this. So here's what actually happened. Secret Service agents, this is from Real Clear Politics, posted on August 4th, 2 days ago, by Tim Haines. Secret Service agents stepped on stage next to Hillary Clinton after animal rights activists interrupted a Thursday campaign rally in Las Vegas. Animal rights activists at a Hillary Clinton campaign stop in Las Vegas. Apparently they shouted something. When the Secret Service agents told her to keep talking, this is what she said. "We'll keep talking, and apparently these people are here to protest Trump because Trump and his kids have killed a lot of animals." That's what she said. That was her reaction to the animal activist protesting at her event. "Oh, they're not here. They're not protesting me. They're here protesting Trump because Trump and his kids have killed a lot of animals." So apparently Trump and his kids, as members of the NRA, have presumably gone hunting, according to the writer. So that's the end of the story. That's how one of our political candidates for president of the United States views us as gun owners and hunters. And I spent a considerable amount of time during the last hour, if you heard it, talking about preserving our Second Amendment rights under the Constitution, especially during this upcoming presidential election, and that we better consider the views of both. If you're a gun owner and a hunter, you better consider the views of both the candidates before you vote. And you better vote. You need to register. You need to vote. And it's as simple as that. It's more important than that. You see what's happened in the last 8 years. We had the same cautionary tale 4 years ago, and people didn't show up at the polls. You can hold your nose and strike the box or pull the lever or whatever you have to do, but you have to do it because you cannot let this continue, this degradation of our country. And the apparent abhorrence for people who own guns and hunt by the one political party. Now, you heard what Nancy Pelosi said the other day. And if you didn't, Google Nancy Pelosi, quote, on God, guns, and gays. Abhorrent. Abhorrent. How they get away with it, God only knows. So, and God's in control. That's all we can say. Thank God he is. And let's hope, against hope, that this election goes the right way towards getting our country back on track as a God-fearing nation. The other thing we talked about in the last hour, and you're certainly welcome to call and comment on any of these, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This is unbelievable to me, but, you know, like I said earlier, no one ever went broke underestimating the taste of the American people. An Ocean City marina is selling T-shirts featuring the phrases "White Lives Matter" and "Blue Lives Matter" to spread the awareness about the conservation of marlins, apparently, and making a play on political hot buttons at this point. These T-shirts show a white marlin flag, a release flag that has flown on these boats that have caught white marlin and, you know, have released it. It shows the flag, and, of course, the White Marlin Marina is selling two types of the shirt, one in honor of the white marlins, another in the honor of blue marlins. Worcester County NAACP President Ivory Smith tells the Daily Times of Salisbury, maybe I spoke too fast, Worcester County NAACP President Ivory Smith tells the Daily Times of Salisbury that the shirts could be interpreted as a mockery of the Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter movements. Could be considered a mockery of the Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter movements. Those two phrases have been rallying cries following police shootings of African Americans and shootings of police officers, respectively. The designer of the shirt, employee of the White Marlin Marina, and I'm not naming him, you can look online if you want, says his shirts promote billfish conservation by featuring images of marlins on safe-release circle hooks. Unlike swagger fishing, who I've never heard of, this is in the article, which sell Kill Whitey shirts and stickers promoting non-release white marlin fishing. This was on WJZ and AP out of Ocean City, Maryland on August 4th, 10:28 a.m. White Lives Matter t-shirts sold for marlin conservation. Your comments are welcome. Your comments on anything that I talk about here are certainly welcome. But right now, it's time for us to take a break. And Anna is very happy about that. So let me tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. When it comes to crabbing supplies, and I know that is doing well this year. The crabs are starting to move north. They're headed up the bay a little bit. And you can find any make, manner, or style of crab trap or net ring or wire net ring or crab net at Clyde Sports Shop. They carry the low-profile number 66 Foxy Mate with the four doors. They carry the topless T120s. They carry a four-door folding trap from Blue Claw. They carry the trot lines, the tarred line, 1,000 feet of Loctite, number 5 nylon, a fully equipped 1,000-foot trot line with the snoods already attached, $179.95, and they got the trot line weights and the snoods and the bait bags and the floats, the baskets, the lids, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, the salted eels, the chicken nets. They've carried the aluminum steamers, 20 to 50 quarts. They carry Clyde's custom crab season. You get the idea. Commercial crab pots, crab hotels, crab baskets with lids, you name it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They have that 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH. Regular store number, 410-242-6108. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, that's Hagerstown, Maryland, is your one-stop gun shop for sales, for service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom. Easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at Hafer'sGuns.com. On Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. Above precision, beyond accurate. Now, while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or even in the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds. They're 6x6, by the way, just so you know. And hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, for gun, for crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. That's 301-331-2500 for Redneck Blinds. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
All right, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim over there in Cub Hill. Good morning, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Al. I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
There's a lot of fishing going on out there.
Well, let's hear about it.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I took my nephews. I had them Friday and a Saturday.
Right.
Friday, we went down to the flowing part of the Gunpowder.
Right.
Started at one of my favorite holes down at just downriver from Harford Road, and the sunfish species were very plentiful,
huh.
To say the least.
Yeah.
We were throwing crick hoppers for like 2 hours, and between there and the next stop we made on the Bel Air roadside, just downriver from Bel Air Road, we caught probably 36 sunfish, a sucker, and believe it or not, two small rockfish.
I believe it. Sure.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of structure to get past to get up that far, but yeah, it was surprising, to say the least. But they had a blast. Between the two of us, we caught 40 fish, had a nice lunch. Next day, went to Tapsco, and as on fire as it was, it just seems to have slowed down a little bit.
Where did you go?
to the Pasco River out Key Bridge area.
Uh-huh. Well, and, did you read about the Patapsco?
Yeah, I heard from the storm they had 5 million gallons of sewage come down. So,
yes, through the through the entire Patapsco State Park all the way to the Key Bridge.
Yes.
So, 5 million gallons a day, brother.
Wow, a day.
A
I didn't hear the a day part.
Yes.
So we
yes.
will fish accordingly.
Yeah, to me, I'm staying away from that entire section. So,
yeah,
and of course, it you know, it's going right into the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh yeah,
right into the bay.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
while we were out there, we hey, the fishing had gotten slow. I think I'm just not hitting the tides right.
Right.
The fabled 2 hours before, 2 hours after a tide stage doesn't
right.
seem to be applying right now. It seems to be that the rockfish and the perch are biting more. During the strongest tide, right in the middle.
Hmm. Right in the middle of the tide.
Right in the middle of the tide.
Interesting.
They want the current moving.
Well, it's very possible.
Yeah, and you know that's what we try to figure out as fishermen. You gotta if it's
yeah
working,
yeah that's the idea.
Yeah, and you know my milk run sort of thing was they're not biting at one spot at a certain point to come back later and
right
they may be turned back on. I did get my first. Shallow water striper last week on a popper, so that was encouraging.
But, good, good.
If you're going to catch one, it might as well be a good one.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Well, that's good. That's good. So, you know, but I would avoid your favorite area over there till they get
absolutely.
This thing done. So.
Yeah, that's probably back until fall. Now I won't go out there and approach any of that.
Yeah. This is what the this is from the Sun. The Maryland National Guard airlifted equipment Wednesday to repair a broken sewer line in Ellicott City that sent millions of gallons of sewage into the Patapsco River. 5 million gallons per day have flowed into the Sucker Branch tributary of the river. According to Jay Apperson for the Maryland Department of the Environment, the overflow is one of several reported in the Baltimore area after Saturday's torrential rain caused flooding in Howard County. The break in Ellicott City was not discovered until Tuesday, and crews have struggled to make repairs because a road washed out. Crews hope to stop the overflow by Wednesday night. I don't know that that's happened. Avoid direct contact with the water. Anne Arundel County issued a warning against swimming and other activities involving direct contact with the Patapsco from Howard County line to the Baltimore City line along River Road, Patapsco Valley State Park, and Belgrove Road. Anyone who comes into contact with the water should wash well with soap and warm water immediately and wash clothing. Yeah, not happy.
Really not. But what I'll have to do is get in contact with some of my guys and see what's happening elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Last fall, we found some structure out at the mouth of the gunpowder where could do some jigging on. So
well, good.
See if we can catch up with somebody doing that and
sure.
hone in on those fish.
Yep. Well, you got your sources, that's for sure. So, but yeah, you gave me an opportunity to talk about that. I'd heard about the Patapsco thing, and it's sad. It's very sad. I can't imagine how many fish were wiped out in that, and you know, if they survived it, who wants to? You know
right.
what I mean? So
yeah, and yeah, now if the all the smallmouth and sunfish aren't washed down to Harbor Hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
But Mother Nature has a way of replenishing herself. So
yeah, it's going to take a little bit, but yes, yeah, we just seem to let our ailing infrastructure wane here in Maryland for some reason, you know?
Right.
So whatever happens, happens. We'll fix it. I guess that's the philosophy. I don't know.
Reactive instead of proactive.
Exactly right. Yep. So, well, I mean, the city sewage system is, what, over 100 years old, I guess, or more?
Yeah.
So
looking at some of the pictures of the devastation there on Main Street, you can see back the old school foundations under those buildings.
Oh yeah,
where they stacked the stone for the foundation.
Exactly,
held far better than modern concrete.
Yep, some of it did. I mean, you know, you look at the town, and I mean, it's basically a ditch. I mean, Main Street is, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, but it's a ditch. And, you know, where's the water going to go? But right down the center of that ditch. So, yeah. Anyway, all right, Tim, appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem. I will try to get out there and do a little bit more smallmouth in the gunpowder. I did find them a couple of days later.
Yeah.
We were doing that sunfish. I saw them all over the place, but middle of the day, sun high in on the river.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
Water, they're not biting. But
nope.
A couple days later, I went back with some small crawfish imitators, and I did catch two.
Oh, good. All right, buddy. Congratulations. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
All right. Alan, thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. That man is the consummate fisherman, I'll tell you. Tackle Box Tim. He loves it, and he loves trying different stuff, and he doesn't specialize in one thing. I mean, if the stripers aren't biting, he'll go for white perch. If the white perch aren't biting, he'll go for smallmouth bass or fish the rivers or whatever. But it's fun to fish with Tim. Been out a few times with him. So anyway, all right, what do we want to talk about here next? Oh, I know what I want to talk about. We got a call earlier. I want to talk to our listeners is what I want to talk to. But, you know, 410-922-6680 is the phone number, 410-922-6680. Okay, silencers. We got a call about silencers, suppressors, whatever you want to call them, for hunting. And it is perfectly legal to quiet your rifle or your shotgun with the suppressor. However, the process is extensive, and it's a lengthy process. So here's how it goes. You have to purchase your suppressor or your silencer through a Class 3 dealer. There are several. What that means is you decide that you are going to suppress your, who knows, 270, because you live in Dorchester County and, you know, you hunt close enough to people that, the crack of a gun is, or Cecil County or any of the rifle counties, Western Maryland, is, you know, disturbing to some people. So you decide, okay, I want to suppress my gun. Find a Class 3 dealer. You pick out the model that you want, and you purchase it. And silencers and suppressors are not inexpensive. I mean, we're talking $500 to $1,000 for these suppressors. You pick it out, you purchase it, but along with your purchase, you must fill out paperwork. Yes, you must fill out paperwork. And you must submit an application to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to own a suppressor. Now, there are two ways to do that. You can do that as an individual, or you can do that through a trust that you set up through your attorney. Okay, and your Class 3 dealers will be more than glad to help you with those instructions and give you the whole process. But once you fill out the application for what is called a stamp, you pay a fee of $200 on top of the price of the suppressor. And this is for every suppressor you purchase. So if you want to suppress 2 rifles and 3 shotguns, it's going to cost you an additional $1,000 in addition to the price of the suppressor. Okay. So that paperwork gets filed with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF for short. And then there's a duplicate copy that gets sent to the Maryland State Police. You are then fingerprinted, 2 sets, go along with your applications, and your application is submitted. Now, this application process has been taking 4 to 5 months. There have been a couple of changes here recently that, and you're going to have to check with your Class 3 dealer on this, that have, it used to weigh on one side of setting this up through a trust, through your attorney, and now it's going more back towards the advantage to the individual application. But regardless, the changes have precipitated a delay, and it's going to be 8 months now until you get your approval on your application. And you get your application back with a green stamp on it, and across the green stamp is the serial number, I believe, of the of that particular suppressor that you would like to buy. So it ain't just a matter of walking in, give me that one for my 870 and walk out the door. It is a long, involved process. The rules have been the same, by the way, since the 30s. And the fee of $200 has also been the same since the 1930s. So that's the long and short of it. Even with the increased publicity on suppressors and the availability and manufacture of all types of suppressors for all types of firearms, and even though it's legal to do so and use them for in hunting application, the application in hunting, the application process is quite extensive, and it's a long wait time. So for anybody that was interested in that process, there it is. In short, I mean, there's much more to it. You're certainly welcome to go on the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms site and take a look at it, or the short circuit to that is to find a Class 3 firearms dealer and ask them. So, and that's what I did. So we'll do a show on it. We'll have a guest on here and we'll talk about it sometime, and we'll give you some more details. But you know, I find it very interesting as I go along, drive along, find different outlets for information, and it's all precipitated by you, our listeners. But if I don't hear from you, I can't answer your questions. So that's why that's why Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, so that you folks could talk to me. And I'm actually surprised, because Anna Caroline is, you know, she's a nice lady. She's just sitting there waiting for a phone call, waiting for some guy to call her. Be nice. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'll remind you one more time that we're going to be in Westminster today at the Mayberry Game Protective Association. And I'll get you that address in just a minute. Mayberry Game Protective Association in Westminster. And that street address is 2555 Mayberry Road in Westminster. 2555 Mayberry Road in Westminster, Maryland, 21158. 2555 Mayberry Road. If you want to put that in your GPS, you can do that. You'll eventually find your way there. It's not all that difficult. So, there we go. There's Mike in Finksburg. Glad to hear from Mike. So, let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Alan.
How are you, Mike?
Okay. I just want to let you know that the pen lady is passing away.
Melody is passing away?
Yes. She's okay right now, but she has... I don't know if I should say it on the air because I want her to listen to this.
Well, you don't have to, but she has a terminal disease and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still moving around, but...
I'm sorry to hear that. Is she still in the tent, or is she in, is
yeah,
she
okay. Still in the tent?
Okay,
yeah.
I got.
She ain't
it.
Leaving. So
she's not leaving.
No, and I went over and I checked on her, and I thought the worst because I haven't heard from her in a year.
Right.
Her sister, somehow she was calling me from her sister's phone in Florida.
Oh my! Okay.
I called that, and that's how I found out.
Oh my gosh!
So I went the other day. I just got back from PA.
Yeah.
I went to look for her, and she's still there. Her other campsite is just demolished. Everything I set up is gone. It's just, it's like it's been sit there for a year. Everything's wet and
wow.
Demolished. But I'm going to go back over today, but I'm going to come to you. I'm going to meet you today at the show.
Oh, you're going to Mayberry? Okay.
Yep. I haven't ever done it, but I'm back on my feet.
Good.
And it's time that I meet you.
Oh, good.
So, I'm going to go over maybe to see her tomorrow.
All right.
But I met like 15 of her friends, and I spent all day, but she was out somewhere, and she never came back, and I waited.
Mm.
So I'm going to go to that tomorrow. I'm going to come to the day, and I got to go to an old folks. So
yeah.
Mom just moved into Charlestown. And
gotcha.
And I'm staying at her old place. I'm going to go do that.
Okay.
But I just wanted you to know, maybe put on the air to pray for her, because...
Pray for our friend Melody. That's great. Okay.
And you know why, because,
yeah,
you know, it's something I do because I died and came back.
I know you did.
I think it's a right thing to do, and I need to talk to her about some things right now.
Got it.
Okay, Alan.
All right, Mike. Listen, I'll see you up there today.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You will finally meet me.
Can't wait.
You will finally meet me. I hope I meet your standards. I'm just what I am.
Hey, brother, look, listen, there are no, that. Don't get that out of your head right now. You know, I interact with everybody everywhere. I'm just a gregarious kind of guy. I talk to people in the supermarket line, you know, I don't care who you are, what you are, what you look like, how you comport yourself. You know, if you have a civil conversation, you're fine with me.
Well, I did talk to you at a place you worked at one time, and
yep.
You didn't know me, but
nope. I got it. All right, brother.
And you treated me good, and that's all I got to say.
All right.
And I've talked to you a lot, so it's good.
Good, Mike. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Just people pray for it. That's all.
Okay, and our longtime listeners will know about Melody because she used to call in from the tent, and I haven't heard from her in a long, long time. She was always bubbly and like you said.
She's a good person.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Very good. So, okay, see ya.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was interesting. So, all right. Should we take a break? You want to take a break? All right. Let's take a break. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Quote, quote. Do you need a blind for the field edge, for deep in the woods, or even on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and even their hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, for firearms, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House, nice guy, good man. Is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then give Stephen a call. He's at 301-331-2500. And guess what? He's got a great inventory, of Redneck Blinds. You can take delivery immediately. Now, you can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Attention gun owners and hunters and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, for service, for training. A large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. A large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hafer's Guns. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. I want to tell you about a couple of shotguns. Browning shotguns in particular from Clyde Sports Shop. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet is an A5. The one I'm looking at comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades Camo, has DuraTouch finish, fiber optic front sight, and humpback receiver. It's ergo balanced, recoil operated kinematic drive autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, the A5. I will own one of these one day. Then there's the Browning BPS pump. It comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models are available in a pump shotgun. Features bottom ejection, which is nice for in the blind, a DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish, and 3 in Vector Plus choke tubes. The Gold Light 10-gauge. If you're interested in a 10-gauge, the Gold Light is the one, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's a gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, 3 standard Invector choke tubes, the Gold Light 10-gauge, and then finally, the auto-loader shotgun, which is waterfowl hunting perfection, the Maxxis shotgun, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. It's the Maxxis, all from Browning, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club.
Stay connected with the latest news at the top of the hour. Then talk about it on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
All right. Very little time left. Let's see what happens here. Let's talk to Bud. Good morning, Bud.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing great. How are things at Fishbones this morning?
Things are going great this morning. It's beautiful weather, beautiful day. People are in getting their bait and getting out on the water.
That's good. What's going on out there?
Well, the fish seem to have moved up a little bit. We're up at Swan Point now, Love Point, and some farther up. We had some fish on Snake Reef. They didn't seem to be there yesterday, but I'm sure they'll be back. Most of the fish are still above the Bay Bridge and doing well.
Lots of bait out there from what I'm seeing. Every time I go across the Bay Bridge, I look at those breaking alewives. And, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Ton of bait. Ton of bait. Yeah.
And it's been this way all summer, too, with the breaking fish and decent-sized fish.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we still have a lot of people jigging for them with the Bustum baits and the Z-Mans, and feather jigs will be coming to their own pretty soon with the anchovies showing up.
So. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
good.
So it's
good.
Been a great summer.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to. And crabbing, you got a report?
Crabbing's been terrific. Last wave this week, it slowed down a little bit in the Magathie and the South River.
Yep.
But it's been a wonderful summer. We're way ahead of any expectations.
Yep. I got Jim Livingston, the guy we featured in the Maryland Loves Crabs, his picture's in there this time.
Yeah.
He sends me pictures of these big crabs, 7.5, 8-inch crabs, And he sent me one yesterday and says, "That's a crab." And I don't know how big that sucker was, but it was, yeah. It was a handful, that's for sure.
Unbelievable. Really big crabs, fat crabs. Just been a great year so far.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, as you know, I talked to a lot of the crab folks out there. I was down in southern Maryland yesterday, Calvert and St. Mary's County, and I saw jumbo crabs by the dozen. And I'm like, look at the price on that thing. That's incredible. You know, there's really some nice crabs out there.
There's some beautiful crabs around. They really are.
Yep. So.
And it seems to be bay-wide, too. It's great.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, brother. Well, enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. And everybody out there, have some fun. Get out on the water.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
See ya. Bud at Fishbones with a little fishing report. We do that from time to time. He's a great guy. Speaking of good times, the Maryland Hunting Coalition 50-man dove hunt is filling up fast. We got 9 more applications this week, and the sunflowers are just at perfection. We're going to start mowing those sunflowers here shortly. Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club, first day sold out for a 50-man dove shoot of his own volition. And then our event is on September 17th. And it's pretty nice because Tom doesn't just gun one farm to death. He's got a dozen farms, and he's got sunflowers planted on 5 or 6 of them. Tom's got, you know, he spreads it out. Everybody has a good time. There's birds there. So if you want a fun day of dove hunting, it's a standard rate of $150, which is what just about every outfitter charges. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is sponsoring this event. Upper Bay Gun Clubs has provided the farms. We're even going to provide pulled pork for you for pulled pork barbecue for lunch. We'll get together at a central location. We'll tailgate. We'll have some lunch. We'll have a good time. Then we'll be shifted out to all the different farms with the sunflowers, and we'll be ready to rock and roll and have some fun shooting at some doves. So that's September 17th. If you'd like to go, you're invited to participate. Again, $150. Go on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you can find that right there online. Also, if you want to support the coalition, we're giving away a wonderful Kubota RTV camo with a top on it and a guard on the tailgate bit, you know, the bed, custom windshield for that thing. That's going to be online as well. Tickets are $20 a piece, 3 for $50. And we got to sell the minimum amount of tickets or we can't give it away on our date of September 17th. If we don't sell them, we'll have to push the date, and we'll let you know on that later. But we are giving it away as soon as we sell those tickets, and you can help us out. MDHuntingCoalition.org.